he were actually drinking, or was he just sitting there pretending like somebody would talk to him?
He was just sitting there kind of trying to, you know, ride my coattails.
Who's that other team your brother throws for? A ref?
NWO.
Who's that chick on his team? She's fucking amazing.
Dish? Dude, we're not on live right now, are we? I can't say it. I don't want to. That's terrible. I'll tell you off, Thomas.
What if everybody was listening said
welcome
off the record?
Welcome to the Topper Sports League podcast. Counts. It's your home for all things social co-ed football in Western New York. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Week one is in the can. We've got a studio full of amazing all-stars coming at you live right here from toppersports.com. Who's here? Sherry, Tommy, and Joey Betts.
Hi.
We always have a league rule, and it's mandated, such as when we say Tommy, it has to be either non-award winning or award winning. So.
I didn't have time to squeeze the name in.
Because right now, like, our 400, 500 listeners are going, oh, God, I hope it's not the non-award-winning one.
Let's hope it's not the fat one. That's what they're really saying.
Good news, people. Award-winning Tommy Hughes is here. Good evening. Welcome. My name is Lenny. Welcome to the Topper Sports League podcast. Week one has come and week one has gone. We are still here. We had a slew of games. We had a slew of issues. We had crappy weather. It was nice to come back.
I was going to say, it looks like week three to me.
and yeah, yes, it is week three on our score sheets. We had a good week. We're going to start with our introductions. We'll obviously start with the man who needs no introduction. He is your reigning and defending TSL MVP.
Thank you.
His brother was here last week. He talked for a little while. He obviously is here to refute him. And once again, say hello to us. Joey Batts, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Could you say that one more time? I can't.
The reigning and defending TSL.
That's fine.
MVP.
It's such a good ring.
Whether you people like it or not, whether the man like is the MVP.
I thought he was talking about Tommy Hughes.
Fuck Tommy Hughes. Someone dethrone me. I dare you.
It's not going to happen.
It won't happen.
Has anybody ever gone back-to-back MVPs?
It's probably going to. I might. I'm going to clean up in D3, and I'm going to clean up in D2 this year. Easily.
Might as well.
I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Especially with Brother Nero playing quarterback for NWO.
And we're going to get to that bet. That's going to be awesome.
A cinch of a game. That'll be their toughest competition all year after we just walked over Sherry Bear's team over here.
We didn't. Okay, well, we'll get to that when we get there.
And we will. And we're going
to
just.
You lost to DMX, Cher.
Yeah, come on. I'm aware.
Come on.
Oh, DMX. And to his left, she has returned. She is the queen bee. Don't tell anybody or tell Emily we just said that. Sherry is back.
Emily, I love you.
Yeah, you don't.
We had a great hug session.
No, you didn't. It was terrible.
Yes, we did.
Barf.
You ever like see two people stage something?
So fake. Yeah,
yeah,
it was
so
terrible.
Fake, I can imagine.
I was talking to Emily, and Sherry was like 10 feet away, and real quick they were talking, and then she said, "Oh, what would you do if we just hugged right now?" And I said, "Throw up."
We had like a singing spinning hug though.
Yeah,
it was
they
like a
ran
solid,
to
like,
each other, jumped,
hug.
And just started spinning.
And we
around.
Were the only two like standing there. Nobody else was around.
Because nobody really believed
not,
you.
Do they really not like each other?
Do they what?
Do they really not?
We love each other.
No, they're going to fight.
It's kind of like housewife stuff, right? Where they're friends on camera and then they throw in tables and shit.
They're going to fight.
Pulling off their tops and titties are flying all over the place. And
they're going to fight. Nothing can stop that now.
Interesting.
It's not a question of if, it's only a question of when. And our last guest today, he is an umpteen time best Tommy Hughes. He's an umpteen time D1 champion. He's been struggling a little bit with XTC, and that is obviously 100% not his fault. Award-winning Tommy Hughes, welcome back.
Hi.
How you doing?
XCC still around. You guys are still playing?
I think.
It's good.
Probably this week.
Did it let you know or not? Like, how does that work? Because Joe Russell doesn't really talk to anybody. Do you guys just like say, okay, I think we're showing up? And
I think we'll be there, yeah.
Are you quarterbacking?
No.
Who is?
Do you have Chad Michael Murray's brother again?
Did you talk Chellis out of retirement?
No.
What do you got?
We don't know
yet. Is it somebody awesome?
No.
I'm open.
It's not my boyfriend, is it?
No. That ship has sailed.
Oh, snap. That would be terrible.
Is it Chad Michael Murray's brother? That dude from...
No.
We heard he was terrible.
That dude
was not
fucking brutal. And he got the poor, you know, Chad Michael Murray, good-looking dude.
Oh, One Tree Hill is one of the greatest coming-of-age teen soap operas ever.
Yes.
Except for, obviously, Tommy Dawson's Creek is number one.
That dude...
One Tree Hill is number two.
That Chad Michael Murray... It's like me and Brother Nero. I'm Chad Michael Murray in the Battaglia household. My brother's this fucking Herb... what's his first name? Patrick? No. I don't even fucking know.
Is he Patrick Michael Murray? Like, how does that work?
This dude might be Patrick.
Okay. Brandon Michael Murray?
Yeah.
Or is he Brandon Murray?
The middle name is Michael.
This dude was he wore a frontwards hat down to his eyes. He couldn't even see. I think he threw 8-10 passes.
Like a ski mask?
No, like a legit,
like a
legit
baseball hat.
Yeah, like, but all the way down, so you couldn't even fucking see it.
It was a tad awkward.
He threw 10 passes. I think 11 of them were picked. So
well,
I
got to ask this question. Stegmeier is not known for much, but he has good style. Like, did Stegmeier see this hat and go, "What's going on here"?
No, I don't think anything said. We just talked amongst ourselves after and decided we're going to go a different.
We're going to get the real Chad Michael Murray.
Yeah, we want Chad.
So if you're listening, Chad, come on to Top for Sports.
That would
Saturday
be
kind
of funny if we got Chad Michael Murray.
Fuck that pussy too.
Can you imagine if we had him fight Dawson Leary on the undercard of Emily Sherry 1? That would be a lot of fun.
And then Pacey comes in with a chair and fucks them both up.
That would be interesting.
Chad Michael Murray's probably got a little baby dick, I bet too. I mean, I bet he puts it to good use. But he's definitely, definitely got a small wiener.
He's my buddy's sister.
Speaking about wieners and big dicks,
I was going to say we're talking about wieners, titties.
We do have a special drop that came into effect from last week, Sherry. This one's for you. I'm not sure if you've spoken to this guy yet.
Sherry, will you marry me?
Oh my god!
I didn't mean to go there. But
okay, so
that don't make your dick.
Let's
move.
Get enough.
I don't even know who that is.
That is your future date, friend, maybe husband, bees brother.
Sherry, will you marry
baby
me,
daddy?
If you didn't listen last week,
if that doesn't make your dick,
we had bees brother on. Bees brother is right now currently looking for a job. He has 2 more weeks, assuming that he finds his job and he gets a paycheck.
Wait, are we telling everybody this?
Well, we told him last week, but we're going to tell him again.
Okay.
If he gets a job for 4 straight weeks, he gets 2 paychecks. Our friend Sherry has agreed to go out on a date with Bee's brother.
To Applebee's?
Are you paying or is he paying?
No, he has to use his.
I know. League's paying.
The league will be paying. Not Lenny, the league.
Oh, no.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. The league will be paying.
No. The deal Ramirez is paying. That he has to use his first paycheck.
Ew.
That's the deal.
The deal should be that you have to put a barrier up so when he talks, the shit doesn't come out of his fucking mouth.
You have to wear like a fly net.
It sounds like somebody's jelly right now.
Yeah, are you jealous?
Joey Bats, if these two find love, we got to let love rule. Now.
Well, if that's the truth, then if that's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Here's the caveat.
My man.
I said this last week, and I'll say it again. If they do get married, not only will I do the ceremony if they wish me to, but I will pay for the honeymoon. So if we get a love connection, and Sherry, you could marry him, right?
Are you picturing the coitus?
Oh, my God.
That's for them to figure out. I'm just getting...
Shirt on or shirt off for Bee's brother.
I can lead them to water, but I can't make them drink.
I think my stomach just flipped.
Or he's got a fupa, I bet.
You got butterflies in your stomach, or are you getting excited?
I'm swelling up.
Yeah.
There's a big puddle on her couch cushion over here.
I'm kind of guessing it might be shirt on plus water shoes.
Absolutely.
Ooh. Are the lights off?
Yeah, probably.
Did I tell you, like, when all this went down, like, afterwards, I texted Emily, and I'm like, isn't it funny how Sherry stepped up, but you didn't? She got really mad.
Good, because now that's another reason for you two to fight.
We can take him on a date together.
No, you cannot.
No.
Have a three-way.
One-on-one.
Topper Sports can't split that three-person bill.
You couldn't. I'm going to say this right now. If you and Emily ever had, a three with Bee's brother, I would turn that into a made-for-TV movie somehow.
And the camera would only focus on Bee's brother.
That would be the greatest story in the history of mankind. Spielberg would direct that, with my help, of course.
My mind is going in so many spots.
Here's a question
right
for you. What does his bush look like?
Oh, man.
Nappy, puby.
No, she doesn't know yet. Come on.
Fro.
No, they got to do their thing.
Emily like that.
They got give him some time. He's got to get his job. So here's some good news, people.
I've never had trouble drinking a Bud Light before.
You can do it.
I'm having trouble swallowing.
Got to get a job for 4 weeks. After 4 weeks, he's got to get 2 paychecks, and then him and Sherry, it's going to be so on. We play football on Saturday, shockingly.
It was beautiful weather.
I know. We're going to be talking about football today, so I'm really excited. For the first time in seems like forever, Jimmy, are you ready to talk about some scores?
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Thunderdome.
9 a.m. scores. Coming up first in Breakfast Club, Poppin' Molly's Peanut Butter Kelly time walks away with a win. 15, Poppin' Molly's 10. In the next game there, Angry Taylors put a 46, the Taminators with 36. And then Chef Curry with the shots wins with 39 on the board. Val's Bells with 24. Those are your Breakfast Club games.
What the fuck's up with that name?
Which one?
What do you think? Chef Curry with the shots?
Okay, that's a long story. They changed it like 3 times. Okay, thank you.
It doesn't even roll off.
Thank you very much.
Stupid.
Last week, I threw the idea out that it should be called Ty Curry. Because it's got her name in it, and everybody knows what Ty Curry is. Ty Curry is not stupid. It's great.
Not Ty Curry.
Who's the bitch that's on the team? Or who's the chick that's on the team?
That's Emily's team. You can't call her that.
Who's the bitch?
Who's
that? Sorry, Emily. That's a fucking...
Emily's going to fight you before Sherry.
Emily, I'll punch him in the dick.
What's her last name? Is her last name Curry?
Curry. Yeah.
So originally it was going to be Emily's Minions, but I guess because she loves the Minions, right. Like the Minion movie, they wouldn't do it.
Chef Curry with the
Shots. There's something about some song and Steph Curry. And I'm like, just call it Ty Curry. She didn't listen. So Tommy Hughes, apparently game start at 9. Pop and Molly's didn't get the telegram in 15 to 10. What happened?
I didn't. Why was I on the list as a quarterback?
Well, because we needed 6.
Thanks. I wasn't aware of that until I got there.
No.
Yeah.
Molly Morgan couldn't talk you into throwing?
Yeah, she did when I got there because no Shock. One else would. But it was fucking miserable.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was raining like sideways. Copper. Who actually scored 36 points in a 46-36 loss to Angry
It wasn't raining that day.
It was literally raining sideways.
Not on his field, it wasn't.
Probably wasn't. It was just a cloud on your team.
Yep.
But 10 points, 15 for Peanut Butter Kelly time. Game. Travis played quarterback, made it rain as usual. God.
15 points, he didn't make shit rain.
I was being sarcastic.
Okay.
Travis doesn't throw the ball. All he does is run back and forth.
Tell us how you really feel.
The girl chasing him. That's all he does. He'll eventually throw it. I mean, obviously you have to. But he just literally back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Okay, talking about back and forth, back and forth. Chef Curry with the shots, 39. Maddie Ice and Vale Pals, 24. That was an interesting game.
Who's the quarterback of Vale Pals?
Maddie Ice. When you said back and forth, it made me think of Maddie Ice.
No, that's... well played. I get it. He's worse.
You guys are all slow tonight.
He's worse than Travis.
So, this is an interesting game because, as you know, Emily is dating Jay, who plays an Angry Buffalo, and Vale, in her infinite wisdom, decided to draft Jay. So, Vale thought she was the evil genius. Emily's team turned in, like, hopping mad about this, and they laid the smack down at 39-24.
I heard Chef Curry with the shots drafted Tiger. Is that not true?
That is
no?
not true. Not true. He's not playing Sorry. Breakfast Club.
I didn't know.
Actually had Ricky Austin, who did really well. Ramirez was on that team. He did good,
too. D1 quarterbacks can...
We needed 6 quarterback. That was the problem.
Was my number
this
like...
This is all under protest. I bid $50 for this shit.
No, if you would have played Breakfast Club, you would have been picked first.
I know, obviously, that's the truth.
But you didn't play Breakfast Club.
I've got to get out for Breakfast Club.
Yeah. Yeah, we needed 6 quarterbacks, so...
I would like so competitive. It all of a sudden turned into like this like crazy 9 o'clock
people
chaos.
Give a fuck up winning Breakfast Club more than they do the league.
They really do.
So it was pretty mellow though.
So Tiger's not on Emily's team.
No, he's not.
Okay.
I think they play together in Tight Ends of Motion. That's later in the season because they didn't play this week.
We should talk about that because that's interesting.
Well, we will when we get Emily back. When Tight Ends of Motion and Emily's back from assignment, we can definitely delve into that.
I would like to be on that one as well. If you can
you can come anytime you want. You're in League MVP. League MVPs just show up when they want to.
Did everybody hear that?
Yeah, other people have to be invited.
Heard.
Brother Nero.
God's greatest gift over here.
Well, he's got a trophy to prove it.
I mean, I got like this all right here. This is nice, Lenny, but I got like 9 of them if you want to get serious. I'm like Brock Lesnar.
Really is. Let's try 10 o'clock.
And with your 10 o'clock games.
Daryl Carr, QB superstar.
10 o'clock games coming up first here. Racks and Sacks with 34. Public Enemy put up 16.
Yikes.
Moving on to your D2 game. DMX 34. The Purge 22. D3. Sintas with 21. Pocket All Stars with 14. Morningwood 36. Cobblestone with 20 on D3. And over in that D6 game, nice TDs. 36 points. Jabronis 28.
Well, sure, you and I will get to talk in a minute, but as we all know, this is Joey Bat's world, and we're just living in it. Joey Bat Shintas, 21, Puckett All-Stars, 14. Care to tell us what happened?
Yeah, I'll give you the background. First, started a new job a few months back, working with Cintas, obviously. And obviously, the first thing I talked about when I got there was how fucking awesome I am at...
Everything.
Co-ed touch football, how I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread for this.
You have a trophy to prove it?
I have 9 of them for this league. So they're all, a couple of guys used to play, they're all like 40, 42 years old. They used to play 10, 12 years ago when Mo was running the league. I don't know why they stopped. So they said, hey, let's start a team. So it's all guys from Cintas, and my wife actually is on the team a little bit, and my sister-in-law. And then some of the chicks are... who played college like 3-4 years ago, never played before. They're gonna hurt us, I'll be honest with you, but with me on the team,
anything's possible.
We'll probably go 7-1, 8-1.
You pick up the slack with a problem. Oh my god,
absolutely. I my back hurts already. It's only week 1.
So Puckett All-Stars 1-D5, then they go to D4, 1-D4. Yeah. What'd you think of them in D3?
They could probably go back to D5. Honestly, if we're gonna be real. They got through a couple picks. I mean, one was like gifted right to me. Obviously, I was in the perfect position for it. I don't want to say that he underthrew it, but he threw it to me. because I was in the right position as where the receiver should have been. Note to the receiver, learn how to run your routes because you suck.
Oh, no.
I don't know who it was. I don't know any of these dudes. I didn't know any of them. Not a single person on the team. I couldn't, you know, I tried fooling around and talking a little shit, but they just weren't.
Did you tell them who you were?
Well, they should know. I shouldn't have to tell them. they should fucking know. I walk into a field. I walk into a game. I'm not there for my health. I'm there to fucking...
You know what you start doing at the coin flip? You should have the whole opposing team meet you for the coin flip and just be like, I'm Joey Bats, just so we're all clear.
Bring it out.
Let's do this now, okay?
Obviously, the weather helped out. 21-14. It is what it is. I think we covered the line. I think we were dogs this game, actually. We covered the line. Whatever. No big deal.
Good for you. So that's the good. Now let's talk about the bad as I turn over to Sherry. Let's talk about the perch. There were many people claiming that perch was going to run the table in D2.
I read that, yeah.
You guys were extremely talented. You had Kevin Zach, you had Taylor.
Well, okay, let me start off.
Best girls in the division.
Three people on our team showed up. Okay. Me, Taylor, Kevin. That was it.
I saw Tim Duck claim.
Yeah, we had to, as usual, because no one shows up ever.
That's on leadership.
We had to just kind of like run around and grab some players. But honestly, like Tammy, so we grabbed Tammy as our other girl, and she killed
very
it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Tammy.
Very well.
Tammy played awesome. So shout out to Tammy.
And she took her top off for me. Like,
if we heard 2 weeks ago, she's been working with the Blondes and Brunettes, and Coach Jay's been helping Tammy run her routes, and Tammy's getting awesome. From
her
what
hands,
said this week.
Like, have improved.
Emily said that actually last week that Tammy has just improved night and day.
Yeah, she's unbelievable. She played for us in both games at 10 and 11, and she was awesome.
They all credit Coach Jay.
We are losing Meg for a couple weeks.
I heard she got a little banged up.
Yeah,
her ankle or something.
She hurt her ankle, so.
She should have never
We were missing like a bunch of players, so we didn't have any subs. We just kind
of
put a mishmash together.
Then. So let's talk about the perch for a minute. I'm assuming you guys have, like many teams, your own little text chain or email, some kind of chain, right?
We have a text chain with like four people in it. Not
okay,
even, like,
so,
the whole
so the whole team, because normal teams, like I don't know how you guys do it. I'm just going to talk about my team for 5 seconds. Today, we have 10, 12 people on a chain. My whole team, it's Tuesday. Who's playing? Who isn't? Do we need a sub?
Yeah,
and
no,
we
do
did
that.
It all.
Oh,
and everybody
absolutely.
Responded. We already put our sub request in for Crystal Carlson, by the way. Crystal Carlson will be playing for Bubblegum. We put the request in. It's done. And now we're done. We don't worry till Saturday.
So we have everybody that says, like, in, out, whatever. And then it just so happens that either Friday night at, like, between 9 and 11 or Saturday morning, someone texts the group and says, can't make it.
Drunk
and we
as
are,
fuck.
Yeah, something so stupid, too. So we're, like, Taylor and I are always rustling around trying to find somebody to play. It's always impossible. We never have any subs.
Do you want one?
Taylor's probably the person who's texting at 9 to 11.
Actually, believe it or not,
Taylor,
can't
come you know
the
next day. Taylor shows up, so that's a
I'll throw
Taylor.
This out there, and if you guys want him, you can. Blaise LaDuca, you probably remember, played for Ace pretty quick.
Yeah.
He just texted us today, or yesterday. If you need a team, he said he'll play.
Who's Blaise?
I'll give you his, off the, when we're done.
I know exactly who he is. He played
he's
in, like,
guy.
A D5.
He's Emily's best friend.
Blaise?
Okay.
What a badass name.
We're gonna
he's looking for a team. If you want a fast guy, he's there. You can
last
have him.
Last time you said this to me, that you told me you had a guy, and then you called me back and
that
said
was
you
weird.
Didn't have a guy.
That was so
and
weird.
And that was also on a Friday. So
that was weird,
just throwing
though.
That out there.
He was a guy who tried to play on, it's funny, Joey Bads is here. He tried to play on Shinta's. He was too good for Shinta's. So he said, hey, we got a team in D2 that's a little better. You can play with them.
What happened?
He said, I don't want to play D2 now. I just wanted to play on this team in Shinta's. I'm
good
like, well, you're too good for them. And he said, well, I thanks, but no thanks. So we're like,
well, all in all, I think if we ever whole team there, we are probably going to be unbeatable, but it's just to get our whole team there, so I don't know. We'll
should
see.
You vote off your captain and get a new captain like they do on Survivor?
That's probably Taylor. The next step.
How about this? Since you have no adults on your team, you all get together Friday and have a slumber
did you see,
party and take a
why don't you let Kevin Zach be captain?
Did you see the height in our team on
was,
Saturday? I think I was the tallest one.
Oh, wow, yeah, Dove. And
they're all my size.
Did you make Kevin Zach? Right. Kevin Zach, I think, is responsible. Make him captain.
Kevin's awesome,
that
by the way.
That dude is fast as fuck.
Kevin is so underrated that, like, I don't even know. The dude is so good. His hands are great. His speed is unbelievable.
Can't you vote him as captain?
I bet he's I bet he's packing a fucking hog.
Oh,
he's the man.
I used to be on my team. I know.
Is it big?
He's very good.
You've seen it. Shut the fuck up. You saw it. Is it really? I bet it is.
It's adorable.
Huge. I bet it really is. It's
scary. Adorable.
In other games, Nice TDs has been 0 for whatever. They actually won a game 36-28.
What happened with Public Enemy?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Simple.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
When you don't have Paul Johnson, Mike Baggio, and Greg Osica, we played them without our whole entire secondary. And
yeah, so you know what it feels like. So you know what it feels like.
We didn't stand a chance. We knew coming in we were going to lose.
Lenny gave up the first drive. It was over.
Who's on Rax and Sax? What team is that?
Oh, they Rax and Sax came ready to play. They had they brought Josh in.
Ani.
They signed Ani. So, I mean, they had a decent team. I think if our whole team's there, I think we beat them. I honestly feel that.
And who plays quarterback?
Radon. Oh, okay. Kid's got a rocket launcher.
Big arm.
Yeah,
he's just got to learn.
End zone, running the other way. Remember?
Yeah, he's just got to learn to make the intermediate throws a little better.
Was
he wearing a beater?
A million miles per hour.
He might have.
Was he? Yeah.
I'm sure.
Rex and Sax. I'll tell you what, though. Rex and Sax. Honestly, that's top four in D1. If you ask me right now.
Does Ray not? There's only like five teams in D1, isn't there?
No, there's eight.
Does it? Can we talk about? Does he listen to the podcast right now? I never met this kid. I think I met him once actually.
I don't know.
Why does he wear a fucking?
A beater.
What a herb.
Maybe
dude.
It's comfortable.
Yeah, maybe it's comfortable for him.
Maybe 8 degrees outside.
Maybe he doesn't want
his
shoulder.
I think my favorite was we played in the semi-championship game. Like, I don't know, it was like two falls ago. And it was like pouring rain. It was freezing outside. Everyone was bundled up in like three hoodies.
Dude.
And there's Radon just standing there playing QB in a beater.
I mean,
it's like, what is going on right now?
That's insane.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Tweet his own. And last game, bad news to report. Daryl Carr did not win an opening day. They did not follow the sub rules. They had to play shorthanded. So we made a mistake. There used to be a team many moons ago called Morningwood, and they were terrible. We thought that the Morningwood was them coming back. It turns out it isn't them. So
another team has the same name?
Yeah, they had the same name, and we put them at 50-1 odds, and it was funny because they were walking by. They were kind of yelling at us a little bit, saying, hey, you know, tell the Godfather, thank you very much. You made us a 50-1, you know, underdog, and we used that as motivation to beat Cobblestone. And then they insinuated I was the Godfather, and I'm like, I'm not the Godfather. So if you read the web poll right now, that's when I was watching the third and Shalong Uncle Rico's game, and I pointed to John Senn because I maintain John Senn's the Godfather. And I said, no, he's the Godfather, so yell at him. So Morningwood started yelling at John Senn. So if you do go on the web poll and wonder why that's there, John Senn could be the Godfather.
You shouldn't need motivation to beat fucking Cobblestone either.
No. Well, they played shorthanded. They didn't hit the sub thing.
Did I hear Garrett come up to you and say, "Is it if Emily plays?" Do we
it was awesome. Yeah, Garrett. What? Love Garrett Beasing. Great guy. Comes
Wait,
up to
how
me.
Do you pick the sub list?
We mean
pick.
Like how do you?
The universal sub list.
Yeah.
This is how it used to happen. I'll do this real quick. Years ago, it was all, and I'm going to try to say this as nicely as I can. It was a bunch of very nice girls that were very helpful. In we didn't want girls that were going to affect the outcome of a game, but you still needed a girl to play that was fun, that understood what we were doing. But we didn't want to say, oh, you get a sub, and then it's going to be like you, some girl that could have 18 touchdowns and 57 catches. We wanted a girl that would come, be fun, but then. Girls, you know, started going, hey, I want to be a U.S. a subless person. I want to be a subless person. And then it got a little expanded, if you will. So that's where we are today.
I dropped the ball like 15 times on Saturday.
Oh, my God. I feel so bad. Was I talking to you?
Yeah, why can't
I be a subless?
He threw
a ball at you that almost, didn't he almost knock you into the dirt with one of the passes? Remember you and I were talking? I go, did he just knock her over with a pass?
Was that Taylor?
Yeah, I don't know if you caught the pass or not, but literally you were laying on the ground. And I'm like, did he kill Sherry?
Yeah, I know exactly what pass it was.
Yeah. I thought he killed you.
I think it like punctured my collarbone.
Yes.
But.
And he wonders, dude, when you're 4 yards from the end zone, it's called touch.
He doesn't have any.
No, none.
He's got a little dick, too, I bet.
All right, let's try 11 o'clock.
Let's talk about everyone's dick tonight.
Let's go down the list.
You talking about Willis? What you talking about, Willis?
Let's talk about Beast Blair's dick.
Oh, that's...
Not yet. Not until he gets a job.
Oh, my God, stop.
With your 11 o'clock games, we've got New Gods with 26, Angry Buffalo with 25, Gryffindor puts up 37, The Purge with 32.
Sorry, Cher.
One Todd Too Many, 26, Slytherin, that end zone with 0. The Tommy Hughes, 32 points, Hope It Ruin with 21, and lastly, Practice Squad with 28, Collegiate Builders. With 13, those are your 11 o'clock games.
Okay, Joseph.
Let me take it, Len.
We got robbed, first of all.
Oh, my God.
Matt Newman missed that tag on your brother, and he ended up scoring in the end zone.
First of all,
I was so pissed off. It was as clear as day, two hands.
I don't remember this play. Like, I remember the play, but I don't remember the tag at all.
Oh, my God.
It was my brother.
I literally looked over at Newman. I was like, are you for real?
Wait a minute.
Right
are you
now?
Taking your brother's side
I'm
now?
Gonna, I'm going to, because Anthony's a good athlete. I'll give him
wow. He's a great Whoa. Athlete, but he was tagged.
We got audio of that?
Against Taylor, though. So, you know, come on.
He didn't have any room between, like, Taylor and the sideline.
This is.
Like,
this...
he literally got tagged, and he ran by Taylor and just kept, like, jogging by. Like, Taylor... he knew he got tagged.
I don't know
but he was
that.
Just jogging by, but no one blew the whistle. So someone's like, go, go. So he just kept running down into the end zone. And I looked at Matt Newman. I was like, what just happened? And he's like, he scored. I'm like, he scored?
I think that was on like third. That was on like third down.
So it was probably on like the fifth or
final
sixth
drive?
Down.
That didn't happen.
And
yet.
We
okay.
were so, oh my God. We
but
were at like the fifth.
This is, you know, this is,
I was so
Taylor's not going to benefit out
because
he's in like fat Taylor mode now. He's putting it back on. So once he gets back into skinny Taylor mode, then he'll start getting those calls, you know?
Oh, I was so mad.
So that's just one play. I mean, that one play doesn't make the
cost us.
Like, I mean, I would have scored.
I mean, you were going to make a play.
Of course, I was going to play.
Let me set the stage.
We had plenty of stops.
I mean, he scored 36, so it can't be that many.
I mean, we scored
37. So when Taylor comes down, he scores. I'll give him credit. We have a guy on our team who kind of is a little bit weaker.
Scotty Moreno?
Yeah. Oh, dude. Don't. Okay, let me.
I mean, he dropped.
Scotty dropped about 4 or 5 this week.
Yeah, he was killing me.
But that's, I mean, still, we still. When you let me take everyone on my back, and I'll carry us to the finish line.
That's what you do.
You drop passes. I incompleted maybe 7 passes. Scotty dropped 5, and Brother Nero dropped 1. And
we didn't even have our whole team there either. So
if I have to hear that one more time. Let me set the stage real fast, everyone. 1:38 left in a pouring rain, wind gusting at 87 miles an hour, south southwest.
This is magic.
Joey Bats comes down the field, all timeouts. Doesn't even need him. He says, "Fuck you, timeouts. I'm going to keep you in my fucking pocket." So comes down, first down, throws a pass, and they get through to Jill. Catches it for about 12
yards.
She's
the only reason you guys won.
She's really good. I'll give her credit. And I get to bang her, too. So 12-yard pass to my wife. Bam.
Well done.
Second play.
Poor Jill.
I think I threw it to my... Actually, I threw it to the next play to Anthony. I threw it to Anthony on the outside for another 15 yards. Now it's 3rd and 1. The ref is looking at it. The fans are yelling, "Joey Bats, call a timeout. Fuck your timeout.
Next.
We don't need him.
Where's Gordon?"
So 3rd down, I think I threw an incomplete pass, but the one of the day I threw. 4th down, I get down to maybe like the 5 or 6. Then I threw it to my buddy, to Stall Steve.
Yeah, and that's when Joey paid Matt Newman.
Here we go. This is a couple drives before. 5th down, there's like 42 seconds, not even. It was like 20-something seconds left. Hike! The kid calls hike. Actually, I don't call hike. That's queer. Go. I send all my guys to the right. Now every time, this is a tidbit you can tell your team, Cher. Whenever I send my guys one way, I always tell Jill and her sister, just split it. One go in the back right, and one come in the front. Make the guy pick, right? So I look, I got nothing. Obviously, I fucking stop on a dime. In the rain, mind you. Tammy gets with one hand, I'm like, "Not now, bitch." And I fucking gave her the finger as I'm turning around, right? So I as I'm flipping her the broom with my left hand, I'm pump faking with my right, like topper style, you know, when he's jerking off the air. So I'm flipping around, and all of a sudden I see my sister-in-law in the back, and I see Jill open. I'm like, "I'm going to pick one of you." So I basically, like, everything just stops at that point, you know? The world comes, like, it's the earth stops spinning. I'm like, "This is too easy. Make a challenge for me." So I pump fake it to my sister-in-law.
I'm exhausted.
The kid who was covering, I don't know, it's real nice.
I'm hanging on every word.
He's a good kid. I don't know who he is, but he fucking, I think he must have, like, did a split because he stand up. He's like, "Oh, my balls." So a fucking perfect pass to Jill. Touchdown with 2 seconds left. And how many timeouts do I have left?
Zero.
All 3 of them.
Didn't need them.
Wow. Game management, ladies and gentlemen.
MVP.
Raining.
New gods beat Angry Buffalo, 26-25. It's nice to see Delano back.
That was a good game.
I almost fell asleep.
Bad news. I guess, sorry to hear, Roe Hayes, I guess, is in the Dallas now. He got a really good job. I guess he's a cop or something. So, congratulations. He's moving on.
Yeah, Ramirez said they had a couple guys.
I just saw him at the
turnover.
I just saw him at the gym, I think.
Oh, they got Cody Williams. They've got...
yeah, but some other new guy that wasn't there this week, Ramirez said, too.
They look good. Angry Buffalo gave a better game than I think most people thought.
Angry Buffalo will be fine. They had a couple big drops early in the game, but they hung with them. They'll be fine.
When you have that quarterback on that team, they will be in every game they play just because that quarterback is that good.
Yeah, they're fine.
Sounds good to me.
Many people thought Topper stacked his team. They won 26-0. People were screaming afterwards.
Who's on Slytherin and End Zone? What team is
it? It's Jay-Z's old team. Like, they left lost Jay-Z, and now they can't even score. So maybe Jay-Z was the brains of that operation. 26-0. From what Topper told me, all they kept doing was try to go long, and it made no sense, and they sounds were kind of laughing, right. And then they just kept scoring. A non-award-winning Tommy Hughes, 32, Hope and Ruin, 21. And I've got some news to report. Congratulations, practice squad. They took another step. Collegiate Builders actually hit a team. They did not lose 46-6 like we predicted. Girl on Crack is not playing this year from what I was told. Just figured I'd let everybody know.
Is she alive?
Is she? I know she may be dead.
She is alive, and I was told by their captain that if she does show up, he's going to call us and let us know.
I would love to. I never met this broad, so I'd love to meet her.
We all do. We all as one. Let's try those 12 o'clock games.
Why'd you stack your team, Uncle Topper?
With your 12 o'clock games, Racks and Sacks, 21 Eyes Downtown with 0. Mm. Marketing Mayors put up 40 points, Angry Buffalo loses on their second back-to-back game of the day with 7 points on the board. Hootie and the Brofish with 47, the Replacements put up 26 points, the Bams scored 32, while Vandalay Industries puts up 10, and lastly, Come From Behind, but... in 38 that day, while UFO only scored 6.
Two humongous question marks going into the season. One, UFO made the D6 finals, I believe, last year, and I do not know why they went up to D5. That made no sense to me. They lost 38-6. And Vandalay Industries, what is going on there? 32-10.
Who is that?
Well, that is Topper. That is Dave, the most the prophet, the most honorable Dave Walter, nice. And Ronnie Kay from Ace. On one play, it was so funny. Dave Walter was playing safety. And there was a guy who was wide right, and he saw Dave Walter playing safety, and we all were looking and laughing. And at one point, the guy put his head down and took off. I'm not lying. I don't even think Dave moved an inch.
He can't turn his head.
The guy just ran right by him, and they didn't throw it to him. I don't know why, but I've never seen a safety just stand there, and the guy just ran right by him.
Dave's You're
got
a
He's got closing speed.
Beck Shinta might have been playing the other safety. I'm not sure. It was really fun. They're going to be a fun team.
That's Poyer and Hyde right there.
Yeah.
Who plays quarterback for that team?
Topper. It's kind of like a mix. It's Santa's secret sauce with Topper and a little bit of a mix and match. Hootie and the Brofish is going to make some noise in D2.
What?
Yep, 47-26. They beat the Replacements.
I have a question.
What team is that?
How come some of those dudes get to play on D1 and D2?
New answer is go ask Topper. I don't know. I wish I knew. You can call him right now.
Yeah, I want to know, too.
I don't know how all that works.
Let me know.
I don't care. It's just...
I don't get it either. I'm an old school... You play on one team and that's it. Some people other play two teams.
Well, especially not going down.
Yeah,
I feel like the rules change every single
think it's
session.
Fair to other people.
It seems like it is, and it makes the league look bad. And I don't like it. It's not me. I can assure you.
Who is Hootie and the Brofish?
That's Who's Bro. That that's Kleckler. Mary Poppins.
Tight ends of motion.
Gotcha.
Okay. Who are their chicks?
They got Mary Poppins, I guess they got some really good girl named Lindsay.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah, well, that's Nicole Sherrick. Yeah, really.
Yeah. Mary Poppins.
Yeah. Vanilla. So
very vanilla.
Poor Angry Buffalo. I feel like they're going to be us in D1.
No, no. I
played the D1 champs.
Yeah, who didn't have Dalecki, by the way, who I guess is out for the year. It's too
he
bad to hear.
It's just no fun when you're getting beat 40-7.
Yeah, that's no fun at all.
Especially in the rain.
From what I was told, it was literally like 30-0 at the half of the Hootie game because they threw to Burr one time. And then in the second half, they started throwing to Burr all the time and they started making it a game. So Burr's a little hot. They're not throwing on the ball. Replacements, if you listen, Jeremy Burr's like one of the best players in the league and you don't use him enough. So quit being stupid and just throw him the stupid football, would you?
He's a pussy, too. Jeremy, you're a pussy. I don't think you listen.
Snap.
He's a pussy.
He's really good at football.
Is Eyes Downtown the same team still?
Well, yeah, Tommy, you want to tell that story? It's kind of a funny story.
It was the honest
mistake.
The schedule had him on field 2, I believe, and it was like the next column over on the schedule. So apparently Bobby can't read colors or he's colorblind or some shit, and he missed it, so they forfeited.
Well,
When did that go up to 21 points, by the way?
Well, it got held up. It's not a forfeit yet. They asked Travis if he would
tell them to go fuck
Travis's business. They extended the courtesy, and Travis is going to try to accommodate. What we did was this. It's actually the Joe K rule. We said, you know what, with point differential and it's 6-0, it's not enough of a punishment.
Right.
Look, if you forfeit a game, you should be, because I think this happened with you guys years ago. Bullet Club was going to play Joey's team, and it was winning. And Joe K comes up to me and he goes, listen, my whole team's here, but if we lose 6-0, he goes, we make the playoffs. He goes, if we lose by more than 6, he goes, we're better forfeiting. Yeah, so, but they ended up playing, and shockingly, Joey was nice and let him win. Yeah. He felt bad for him. Yeah. You know, we said, yeah, it's got to be 21-0 or 18-0, something.
I agree. I just didn't know when you guys changed it.
Yeah, it was this year.
Okay.
Travis, you should not let them play. That is bullshit.
That's their business, and if they want to, remember, someday it could be you.
It won't be. Well, I won't. I'm not a moron like Bobby. Can't read the schedule.
Well, someday it could be you.
Take that bandana off, Bob.
Let's try the 1 o'clock
here.
Amen.
Thoughtful, calm, serene. You know the usual routine.
With your 1 o'clock games, Eyes Downtown 29, Marketing Mares put up 6. AXA loses. They put up 29, but the Shredders capped them with 37. Hung Buffalo, 29. Winners with 6. Salino Sewer Rats, 22 points. Home Tech with 0. And lastly, that other D6 game at 1 o'clock, tight end zones, 29 Dark Knights. With 21, those are your 1 o'clock games.
Well, Tommy, we'll start with you. You were on field 1. Eyes Downtown, Mercury Mayors.
Izontown marketing mayors, they just looked flat. Their quarterback threw a couple bad picks early, and they got down, and that was a wrap. Bobby came down at short field to work with.
Is that Andy Smith's team?
Yeah.
Did they, without DeLucky, now, like I've always said, like I think that's the best duo in this league, in my personal opinion. Like, you take him away now, like, did they say, okay, we're just going to stay away from Smith and just go everywhere else?
The best duo.
Andy could cover the width of the field anyway.
Pretty there, much. But, they did this thing. Rafferty used to do it.
Too.
They put Smith in the middle. And I said, that's the smartest thing ever because he's got so much range.
Yeah, he can jump out of
put him in the middle.
Oh, yeah. God, Andy Smith, you're so fucking good.
Shut the fuck up. Why don't you guys just fucking start blowing him?
He's got probably a nice dick.
He's got it. I bet he's got a fucking hog.
He can jump 19 feet in the air.
And his dick would be on the top of my forehead, probably. I would
he's
love.
He's hung like a cheese wheel.
I would. He's definitely got a hog.
All the listeners are going to know everyone's dick sizes.
The dude's hands are like the Andre
the Giant.
Going to
get laid from this fucking podcast. Us talking about their cranks.
I want to go to a D6 game. I felt really bad for Home Tech. Home Tech was in D4 last year. They were struggling. They made the decision to go to D6. So you would have thought if we went to D4 and we were struggling, if we go to D6, we'll be fine.
That's a big jump.
They threw up 0 points in a 22-0 loss. That was not good.
B's brother is not on that team anymore.
B's brother was not at football on Saturday. Yeah. It probably helped them. Yes.
I saw a Facebook post saying, I cannot wait to be with my close people. I miss my TSL family. That was Saturday morning or Friday night. What happened?
He didn't have a ride.
Week one anxiety. Week one anxiety is all I can imagine.
It's week three.
There was a lot of pressure. Well, it was week one to him. I'm assuming there was too much pressure. He probably, because he wants to date the fair Sherry, probably was out looking for jobs.
Correct.
Taking care of business, as they say.
He should.
How's his music business going?
It's going great.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
He's still producing.
Him and Emmanuel
Kulu. Got a bunch of models and shit he's promoting now. Man, hotties on
Facebook. Some big hotties.
He's about to start an enterprise. Well. They're going to call it B's Brother Enterprises. He's got all kinds of things going.
They're
going
to be big titty tattoos.
And we'll get to that. When he gets his job, it's going to be awesome.
DJ Jimmy let me down in the Dark Knights introduction.
Well, they didn't score 65 points, so it didn't matter. He only does that when they don't score. And I honestly...
Tell me you saved that recording.
I do have that.
They brought me on to help them, and honestly, I felt a little... It was a little difficult Saturday. They had a new quarterback, and they had a bunch of people who did not understand the game. And trying to explain our game to people who don't know, I counted 7 times they got caught in 4-2. Mm. They scored 37 points, I think, all day. It was a long day for them. They have some athletes. The team they played, they should have beaten by probably 20. It wasn't a very good team, but if you don't understand this game, you're not going to win. So Dark Knights has some skill. Hopefully by week 9 they'll be better, but right now they're not
good. Hey, real quick,
good.
Is anyone aware of what industry B's brother excels in and he's applying for here?
Fucking chicks.
It depends on what the program is. Depends on what the program's going to help place him.
Instagram and, models.
Well, he'll do something. He's got to have a job for 4 weeks. She was saying, listen, I'm tough, but I'm fair. It's got to be 4 weeks. Yeah, it's got to be 4 weeks.
This motherfucker's working 21 days and he's out.
Yeah, he's done. He's getting those 2 paychecks. And he's
well,
like,
he gets 2 paychecks.
Do you think
it.
He's going to get past the interview?
Of course he's going to get. But he's got our tuxedo. No, he's going to put on a tuxedo and
he's
going to rock it.
Well, not if he spits on the interviewer.
She's getting scared.
Can you imagine me and B's brother in tuxedos? Like, we'll do the double interview. Like, I'll help him.
Oh, my God.
Maybe like Step Brothers.
Yeah.
We can do this. We'll make this work.
His fart's probably smell like that, though. That's probably
he's not going to be like that as he said. He's going to knock the interview out of the park. Don't you?
As long as they don't smell like Tommy's teriyaki beef jerky.
You're just jelly. You're not eating beef jerky right now. Congratulations to Shredders. They scored 37.
I wrapped that game.
They held the Axe at 29. How'd that game go, Joe?
It was terrible, actually. It was the first half, everyone was dropped. It should have been like 60 to 50. They must have dropped like 4 touchdowns apiece.
Oh,
it
wow.
It was brutal.
What did Axel look like? I guess it was Cody Williams playing quarterback with a bunch of friends, like a fun team.
Yeah, that's the kid. He's a good athlete, that kid, right? That kid's really
Yeah, he's phenomenal.
Yeah,
he was in the CFL.
He's not a good quarterback.
No.
And he doesn't know how to throw to people who aren't the best athletes.
I mean, you're an awesome quarterback, but don't have athletes. Them better.
I could throw to Sherry. I could throw to B's brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It just doesn't matter.
He adjusts to the tail
exactly.
level around him.
I'm going to put it where it needs to be every time. This kid still needs to work on that again.
Would you help him to get better?
I mean, that my services, everyone, for free. For
Are you ready to
week.
Get back to this game
yes,
yet?
That's absolutely. You
Hang
know
a
what?
Tire in the backyard.
Can you imagine? Don't even tell the team. Like, the team shows up one day and Joey Betts walks up to you and goes, I'm here to help you.
1 week.
Tell anybody who thinks I'm here to help.
He's making them run drills.
Just pick a team each week.
1 week with me, no charge. I'll do it out of the kindness of my
Home
heart.
Tech.
I can't. I can't help that team. If you drop from D4 to D6 and you put up a fucking goose egg, you need to
Can we call it 1 week with Joey and can we literally yes. just start pick a team for him? And like at the coin flip, he just doesn't tell anybody, he just shows up and just starts coaching now.
Oh my goodness, new gods.
I still
Show
have
up there.
I still have the dash cam, by the way, so we need to figure out something to do with that ASAP. But seriously, that team sucked. I'll be honest with you.
Right. Well, they need your help. Why don't you get down there?
It's called AXA, that's their team, or AXA?
Yeah, AXA.
I'm coming for you guys. I'll help you.
And Hung Buffalo beat Witters. New squad. Zach Newberry's squad struggled a little bit. Once again, probably a lot of noobs. It takes a while to...
They got rid of Newman?
Well, they used the Witters as a sponsor. It was just Zach. It's like a Zach Newberry team with his friends.
So they still have their team in D2 or 3, whatever they were?
Well, they all broke up. So Mix, Nick and Tammy went to... Mix and Zach, stayed on this team, and it's just all friends of theirs. They said, "Okay, we're just going to do a fun team now." So Newman, I guess, got hurt, threw his back out or his arm, probably.
I don't see Performa. Do they have a new name?
Sarah hurt his feelings.
I don't think they're in the league anymore.
They are.
Proforma, who's that?
Yeah, remember the team that I originally started with.
Okay, sure. Iron Butterflies, that's UFO.
Okay, this is a great story. Nobody cares.
Mark and his brother and his father.
Gotcha.
UFO. That's UFO.
Proforma teams. Guys, I'm talking.
Yes.
So.
Sorry, our bad, Joey.
Lord. Nobody cares about UFO.
Is Proforma. It about someone's dick size?
No, it's about Newman and Sarah. You guys are fucking mean if when you make Newman ref Sarah's games.
He asked us to ref.
Oh, no, he didn't. With Sarah's game?
No, he asked Ramir to ref.
Oh, I'm talking about Ramir can't put him on Sarah's games.
Whatever happened with that?
I was, oh my God. I feel so bad for this poor kid.
Wait, this is only an hour podcast.
I know.
Right?
I don't have enough time to get into it. I don't know the whole story.
Should we have a Joey Betts spinoff show? Like, remember how Cheers had Frasier? Like, one day, Jimmy, you and just Joey Betts can hang out. Goodness. Joey can just talk about stuff for an hour.
I've got a great idea. What if he's the host of the podcast for 2 weeks starting next week?
Oh, my God, that would be funny.
No balls.
I mean, nobody else would get to talk.
No balls.
With zero guys.
That would be hysterical.
No, seriously, oh my no God. Balls. You grab this chair for 2 weeks.
I'm in.
Starting next week. I'll no balls. Here.
That Deal. Would be funny.
Deal.
I think that would be an interesting show.
Deal. Back to Sarah and Newman. I'm in for that. That poor Sarah.
Maybe they could be your first two guests.
Here, let me actually tell you this, because I don't think my wife listens to the podcast too much.
Better hope she doesn't.
I know. When I was in college, Sarah and I played on the softball team together. I tried so hard to hook up with that chick. And she shut me down every step of the way. And now you know what? She's probably regretting it, because when I take my shirt off, you can grate cheese on my stomach, Sarah. And I know that's what turns women on. You get it,
well,
Sarah,
what?
Right? You get it.
Sherry, female perspective. You care to chime in?
The dad bod.
No, Sarah. I'm shredded.
Oh, no.
This boy is shredded.
Well, stand up and take your shirt off.
There's already a puddle underneath your seat talking about Beast Brother. I don't want to ruin fucking Jimmy's couch right now.
You got a tarp anywhere?
I know.
That's why you bought leather.
Oh no, it's fine.
I feel bad for Newman
it's
though.
Fine.
I love
you know what Tommy's had on his couch?
Oh, or show me your muscles.
Not me, DJ.
And on that note, we're gonna go to the 2 o'clock games.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Sherry. Will you marry me?
No.
Not until she sees your deck.
2 o'clock game.
I want to see it too.
First up, we've got like NWO with 37, DMX with 26,
don't buy a car without test
Sticky Bandit,
you know?
17, Mix with 3 X's, 14, No Puns Intended, 31, Full Throttle with 28. Next up, Maddie's Angels wins with 28 points on the board. All We Do Is Quit with 24. And lastly, Home Tech put up 8 points, while the Dark Knights put up 6. Those are your 2 o'clock game.
What a boring game. Jesus. That had to suck.
I had to stand on that sideline the whole time. I wanted to kill myself.
8-6.
It was the worst game.
Those two teams.
Maybe in the history of football.
I would have went home. I would have been like, I'm out.
Nope. I gave my word I would help them. They are struggling to score.
Home Tech scored 8 points in 2 games, and Dark Knights lost to Home Tech, who got shut out and dropped down.
Yes. The good news is Home Tech won.
Yeah.
Home Tech finally won.
So Dark Knights are fucked.
Yeah, they're fucking brutal.
Right now, they are better. I'm telling you, they're better than that. Their quarterback is a good kid. He just doesn't get it yet.
I love that.
Again, Dark Knights quarterback, I'm here, bro. Give me a call. 716-400. Get the rest of money, because I don't want bitches texting me.
Quarterback camp. Like, Joey
it can
just...
be. I'll sit down and break film.
Can you do Gruden football? Oh, if we get like the top 10 like,
breaking down
quarterbacks.
Film and showing these kids what they're doing wrong?
Exactly.
I'd like to see him do it with Topper.
Can we get a movie like that?
Yeah.
Topper. I would need like 3 hours to do it with Topper.
Just Joey Betts and Topper in a room breaking down film.
It couldn't be a 10-minute segment. It'd have to be a 3-hour.
Topper would drink a case of wine.
It would have to be a 3-hour ordeal with Pat.
Imagine when he's dying, like, and he's like, Topper's holding like the waiter, like the servant. It's like, no, you homo, you hold the ball like this, and he's like, throws it, and the thing goes flying, and Joey Betts starts screaming at him.
Oh, Pat, you suck.
So I saw a little bit of Maddie's Angels versus All We Do Is Quin. I guess that was a funny game. Maddie's Angels won 20-24, but I guess when I was told All We Do Is Quin got flagged like 5 or 6 times, like, I guess it was a girl violent game.
Yeah, I saw.
Like, they were trying to kill the Angels from what I was heard.
Every time I looked, Emily was on the, I was reffing on the second. soccer field. Emily was on the ground and she was getting pissed.
She told me, she goes, Lenny, she goes, I almost got destroyed again. Yeah, like, you know, we know the one dude almost killed her from freaking Hung Buffalo. Then was it Gordon or somebody almost knocked her off the other week? And she goes, now it's this guy.
Well, maybe some of these angels need their fucking wings chopped a little bit.
Well, the angels might have got their wings chopped off.
Come down to
I'll
earth.
Be the first to admit, like, sometimes I need to just be, like, pummeled into the ground. Yeah. You know?
Beast Brother's going to pummel you into the ground.
Hair pulled and your head slammed through some drywall.
Yeah. I mean, I fucking, like, I felt like I butt-humped your sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Pretty hard.
That's pretty fucking hot. I don't even know your sister-in-law.
Jen.
Ooh. It was cool.
Yeah, I mean, I took her right out. I was like, oh, shit. Was cool. She was not happy. But I'm like, I mean, I didn't do it on purpose because I like her, you know?
Dudes fucking up the angels or other females?
The one
no, it was the guys, and all we do is Quinn. I heard we're playing really
well. Oh, so it wasn't.
No, I heard it was the guys playing wicked
the one rough. Dude. The one That's dude. Not cool. I only caught the tail end of it, but Emily came across, and the dude, I don't think these guys realize where they're supposed to, you know, you're supposed to, you know.
Some of them are just so dumb they don't fucking know
any
better.
Yes, I think that's what it is. And you know how everyone runs basically the same plays within the 5-yard line? Mm-hmm. These guys still don't know the fucking plays that everybody runs, so they're out of position, and Emily's going to where she needs to be, and these dudes are like just fucking standing there.
She's looking for the ball, and some dude's fucking,
Correct, and I did feel
bad. Yeah, it was like a Baccio Sherry moment, remember that, Lenny?
Oh, my God. Oh, we do.
You were there.
Yeah, you lowered your shoulder and fucking pop Bacch. Yeah. It's a cheap shot.
Is he getting laid at all?
Love tap.
Is he not? Is he still not getting laid? Or is he?
Botch?
He only has one hand.
Yeah, he's got one paw.
What happened to his arm?
He broke it.
Yeah, carpal tunnel.
Oh my god, poor guy. So he's definitely jerking off a lot.
Yeah, the botch will be out for a while.
Going righty though.
Oh, that's what he claims.
One forearm's going to be gigantic.
Did you ever jerk off with your left hand?
It's weird.
I'm a southpaw.
Oh. Are you really?
Yeah.
Are you?
It's all I do is whack off and right with my left hand.
So do you ever jack off with your right hand?
Very rarely.
It's different. I broke my arm a couple.
Have you ever tried to?
Yeah, it's different.
No, it's weird. It's really weird. Why don't you mention it?
You got to really you got to think about it. You got to sit there.
I don't want to do it. It's so unnatural.
Oh, my God. Joey Bats, NWO, did you see any of that game against DMX, 37-26?
I did not. They seemed happy. They played well, according to Brother Nero. I offered him a towel.
I repped that game. He's like, I don't want your fucking towel.
Yeah, he didn't want it. Because he had this fucking like beach towel that could lay Bee's brother on and still.
Oh, is he being that guy now? Like he's like, oh, I got the towel.
They didn't have any subs, so I had to
hold their ball.
Yeah, I had a white fucking Under Armour fleece on in all this mud. And I kept grabbing their ball. I was cold.
Oh, come on.
What a good guy.
But I kept putting it under my shirt for him and holding it every drive.
I mean, they play DMX, so.
They're good. DMX's good on offense. Your team's good, though.
They got some good athletes on there.
I'm telling you, that chick, she catches every fucking thing. Like, just doof.
She got good
hands. Like Devin-esque. I'm telling you, the chick's good. Wow. On his brother's team.
In other news, this girl on NWO is going to be playing like 6-game subbing next week. Like, everybody's going to be like, I want so-and-so, I want so-and-so. That's how usually it starts.
She's fucking good.
She's good, yeah. We played with that. I remember last year. We're going to beat them by like 30, but...
Well, that leads us to the... Should we talk about the bet real quick? Okay, so as you guys all know, last week, Brother Nero was on, and he had serenaded the fair Emily Curry into Backstreet Boys, and she had a great time with it. So, I don't know if you ever watched pro wrestling, but there's a wrestler named Curt Hawkins, and he is 0-160. His claim to fame is he's never won before. He wears a weird singlet. He has a cane, and Joey and I were talking midweek like always do.
It's true.
And we came up with this idea. I'm like, how cool would it be if me and Brother Nero had a bet about something? And I'm like, oh my God, I got it. And he goes, what's that? I go, so this is what's going to happen. NWO plays Gryffindor at some point this
couple
year.
Weeks, yeah.
Whoever wins is going to be okay, but the loser has to do this. They have to dress up like Curt Hawkins. They have to wear the cane. We're going to get Emily in a chair, and they're going to serenade her a Backstreet Boys. But what we're going to do is we're going to stop football at like 12 o'clock. We're going to put when Jimmy's got the DJ hut, we're going to put it right in the middle of all the football fields, and we're going to let everybody watch as this happens. I think that'd be a great way to end the bet.
I have a singlet ready to go. It's nice. All set. Taylor Pagano gave me hers a couple years ago. Still got it. The cane. I would like a cane if we can find one of those.
But we will.
I have Viagra for you.
I don't need it.
Emily has agreed. Brother Nero has agreed. Joey Bats has agreed.
I'm in.
As long as all significant others are okay with this, everybody agrees.
My wife should be. It should be fine. She doesn't care. I don't think. I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out. That's gonna be awesome if Joey loses. He's singing that. Like Jill's just sitting there with this look on her face. God.
I need one request. I would like some entrance music. I mean, backtrack. I am not gonna lose. So when my brother comes out, I would like to pick his entrance music to announce him. If that's okay.
Fair enough.
But it's gonna be. I mean, the line should be. I mean, we're going to win by 14. The line will probably be 10, and we're going
to
cover
easily. I would say 8 to 10.
Yeah, we're going to cover if I had to guess. Easily.
So let us try the 3 o'clock games.
Why is that your team's okay?
3 o'clock games. Bullet Club, 22 points. A&A with 18. Third inch long. Jeez, what is that?
34.
34. Uncle Rico's Time Travelers, 23. And Cunning Stunts. Put up 24 points. Passless Chaps with 12.
I like that name.
Pestless Chaps?
No, Cunning Stunts.
That is a cool name, actually.
Well, let's start with the first game. Bullet Club in A&A is a fierce rivalry.
Gordon wasn't there, though.
We heard Gordon wasn't there. Gordon wasn't there. So, a fun was had by all.
It was.
Because Gordon wasn't there?
Yeah. Well, yeah, there was no fights, no arguments.
Is Gordon in the military?
Yeah, Gordon does some, I guess Joe K was trying to explain it to me, a couple weeks a year he has to do certain kind of
like reserves or some shit.
Okay. Yeah. He's got to go away and he's got to do his stuff.
I ref the game. Boring.
That's what I heard. Of.
Yeah, it was not exciting. Everyone looked like duty. The one kid wore his earphones the whole game.
Oh, God.
On Matty Ice's team, he didn't take his headphones out.
The whole game?
The whole game, he kept him in there. Had his phone in his pocket.
I would have threw a flag at him every play. Hurt someone.
It was kind of annoying.
Get that shit off.
Everyone, they were yucking it up. I was in so much fucking pain during this game. Let me set the scene for this fucking game.
Oh, jeez.
So I don't know what's wrong with me.
It's raining.
It's raining out. Yeah, it's raining south by southwest.
You're moist.
It's down to 60 miles an hour, the wind, at this point.
Joey Bats's hair is flying in the wind.
It had a hat on, luckily, because my hair is... Yes. I mean, Sherry, don't interrupt me, please. My asshole hurts so fucking bad. Dude, I'm telling you, I don't know what the fuck...
Your asshole?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck was going on. If I have a hemorrhoid or some
like
shit,
your
dude.
Actual butthole?
Not my butt, my actual butthole. So I was not even...
Did you sit on concrete?
I don't know what it is.
You sit on the weirdest problem and on your phone for a long time when you're done pooping?
I try not to. I used to do that, but
that could be a problem. It's a source.
Dude, so Matty Ice was going to Venmo me the money. I'm like, dude, I don't even need money this game.
A friend told me.
I didn't ref at all. It was so fucking painful. I'm walking up. I'm like, there was a Celino and Barnes truck down to the one end zone. I think I sat there for 40 minutes of the 50-minute game.
Oh, wow.
And I felt so bad. I'm like, guys, I can call everything from here. I can see it.
Jesus.
My butthole hurts so bad right now.
Who left the game?
Like you told people too?
Me and Newman.
Oh, poor Newman again?
I would not have paid you $20 for that.
Dude, I'm like, don't. He's like, I'll give you $5. I'm like, don't give me
anything. I'll give you $5.
I'm like, don't give me anything, bro. I don't want any of your money. Keep it. He's like, I'll Venmo you the money. I'm like, I don't need it. It's fine. I didn't do anything. It hurts so fucking bad. I mean, I feel fantastic now. Like, I can run circles and take shits all the time with no blood. Thank God.
What'd you do to fix to alleviate the problem?
I went home. I sat on like a hemorrhoid pillow. And
a
I
good
fucking,
rim job?
That always helps.
You got a dog?
I needed to clean. I put some peanut butter in there.
Yeah. Works
Sherry, are you playing for Cunning Stunts right now?
Yes. I didn't play on Saturday, but I am playing for them.
Okay, I heard Pestless Chaps is really bad.
I heard, I heard they weren't that good. I did hear, though, that Drew was pretty good on
defense.
That's
what I heard, too.
I heard he had a few picks.
I heard that as well.
Joe plays on that team, and she said the same thing that Drew... It was awesome on D.
So that's pretty cool. I mean, I'm looking forward to playing with them. So we don't play this Saturday because of the B.
I thought you guys played at 10 o'clock.
The BVB game.
Sure?
Yeah.
I thought it was 10 o'clock.
Drew from Topper's team?
I'll have to double check.
I think it's girl on girl battle at 10 o'clock from
really?
What I was told. Yeah.
Are you sure it's this Saturday?
I think it's Angels against Cunning Stunts at 10.
Well, I'll have to text Brandy because Brandy said we don't play because of Blondes versus
Brunettes. I think it's at 10 o'clock for that reason. They did it at 10 so you guys could all leave.
Great. Okay.
Or whoever's playing in the game. I don't know who's playing in the game or what's going on.
Cool. Game on. Looking forward to it.
Congratulations to Third and Schlong. Team Keller showed up. Uncle Rico's basically dismantled D5 last year. We moved them up to D4. We thought they were going to dismantle D4 as well. They did not. Third and Schlong came to play, and they beat them 34-23, which I thought was really good. They're 1-0. That's a good thing. We're going to have the Kellers on, I think, as many as we can get. I don't know how many microphones we can get on, Jim, but we said we're going to get Senior. We're going to get Junior. We're going to get 40-year plan guy. We're going to get Katie Keller. We're going to get them on. We're going to find out once and for all.
They talk. They seem very quiet.
Oh, no. The Kellers are freaking hysterical. Yeah, they're like you. You and the Kellers would get along.
I've met him a couple
times. I
can't
believe he's comparing other people to you.
The Kellers are a lot of... If you and the Kellers were... If I was like on a limo bus and I could be like, okay, pick 10 people that I want to hang out with in TSL, obviously it would be you.
I probably
would pick almost all the Kellers.
Interesting.
Yeah. B's brother, obviously. But yeah, you guys would get along pretty well.
We're still here.
Well, I got 10 people. I was kidding you guys.
Your bus is fucking full.
Hey, how's it going?
I was kidding you guys.
Still here.
I ain't driving the bitch.
Which one is it? Oh, yeah.
Who the fuck is John Sen, by the way?
Well, apparently the Godfather. So John Sen has been playing on Uncle Rico's Time Travels for a while.
The Godfather's still alive?
He is.
Idaho?
Des Moines.
He lives in Des Moines,
Iowa.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? We thought it was Baccio at one point.
What about C.J. Sanchez?
We cannot find C.J. Jason Sanchez. We tried.
Look him up.
He got away. So if you go to the web poll right now, toppersports.com, it'll say what was the biggest story from week one. Well, right now, Third and Schlong is winning with 31 votes because they beat Uncle Rico.
31?
Yeah, they crushed Uncle Rico. And
I have two.
Yeah, well, then you got to vote more.
Fuck, guys.
I think you should update this poll and put the story about Joey Bats' asshole out there.
I think the hemorrhoids.
That's the biggest story.
The hemorrhoid story should be up there.
Right.
I need some. My wife won't look. I'm going to a doctor, I think, just to make sure I don't have one. A hemorrhoid?
You can have an internal one.
I know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's no fun.
I'm telling you, Twitter gets the best of you. I sit there for hours.
Oh, dude, I'm on there forever.
No bueno.
Dude,
not good for you.
Going back to this poll, I'll tell you a funny story real quick. I heard things got heated later in the day in the bar between a certain quarterback on Public Enemy and a certain female wide receiver / pass rusher on Tight Ends in Motion. I heard they got into it.
Really?
And a lot of shit talking was going down. So Tight Ends in Motion and Public Enemy basically hate each other right now.
Who's the rusher?
Well, I don't want to say her name.
Was it Emily?
No, it was not.
Was it Molly?
Strike two.
CJ Jason Sanchez.
Who was it?
Real. Yeah, that's him.
Mike Martin put that fucking picture up.
Mike Martin.
Who else is on their team?
But I heard they got into a war of words, and they play on May 12th. This all started about 2 years ago.
Tommy Hughes
got hammered and was talking shit to Kleckler and Bro about how they couldn't cover him, and they're like, we can cover you. And then he's like, well, you know, come on up to D1 and you can try. And now they're up in D1, and I think on May 12th that's going
to
be a game.
I'd like to see. I think my wife can cover Tommy Hughes, by the way, first of all. So
I'm neither agreeing nor disagreeing with that. But Tommy Hughes is smart. He does a good job for us.
Yes,
and
he's good.
But
he's
man, great. When Tight Ends and Public Enemy go.
That'll be interesting. Was Chris Cole talking? Chris was talking shit.
Well, I heard Cole had a lot to drink, but I heard the girl on Tight Ends kind of had said some things about when I pass rush. She said something like, I'm going to knock down all these passes and sack you. And I think she did something. It was kind of funny too. She said something like, "Who are you?" or something. Honest,
I love it.
And you talk about like well-known people in the league. Cole's what, top five?
Yeah.
And she did. You know, and obviously, I mean. She probably just didn't get under his coat. He said, "You'll find out who I am on May 12th.
Well, it worked, huh?
Does she have a crush on him?
She might have. Who knows?
He wears spandex all the time. You see his dick.
I've seen his dick. Yeah, his wife is a lucky woman.
Yeah.
I've seen it a couple times.
It's like a tuna can.
So look out for that. Game
really?
On May 12th.
Why?
Is that a
joke? It doesn't go deep.
He always tells me he'll fuck up. I might not hit the back, but I'll fuck up the sides.
We are excited for that game.
I thought he meant like an actual tuna can.
So anybody else? Any other stories we got to report week one? I mean, we went through the sub thing. We talked about the games. Right now, there really weren't any surprises. I mean, D2 kind of looks what it is, except for Purge's issues with the subs. They should not be 0-2.
Yeah, they played us, so it should be at least 1-1. I mean, they did play DMX, so it should be 1-1. Yeah.
I mean, you know. Topper's team 1-0, but they played a really bad team. So I was a little surprised about Cobblespawn. A little disappointed.
And Daryl's hair?
Thought they were going to do better. Never could be disappointed.
Did Daryl have pants or shorts on this week?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't remember.
Probably. I would get with the weather. Probably cargo pants at least.
Cargo pants?
Yeah. Probably the ones that unzip at the knees.
Just in case it warms up.
I think he did have those on.
Tearaway ones.
I know UFO, you know, isn't going to be one of the better teams in D5, but I'm literally amazed that at the ages that a lot of those people from Come From Behind are at, that they can still play football at the level.
Is that Molly's team? Come From Behind? With the old quarter, the old guy that slings still?
Well, Paul. Yeah, Paul wasn't around. They have a different quarterback now, but yeah, that's their team. They still got Craig Gerhardt.
Yeah,
they still have
Jenny
and
Sean, that Sean kid.
Jen's sweet. Yeah. Jen, she's really good.
Oh, right? Jen's phenomenal.
Yeah,
she's
really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What happened
she has
to that?
Been for years.
Yeah, I remember like 10 years ago. Where was the dude who's the old guy who slings it? Where is he? Is he not playing?
Paul Lovello?
Yeah.
Oh, he's all over the country. He's doing Paul Lovello stuff.
That's awesome.
He's like just Paul. That dude's got a like rock star life, man. Awesome. He's got an awesome company. Guy's probably could retire now if he wanted to, but he's doing Paul stuff.
That's awesome.
He's out just having fun. Just
loving life.
He comes, you know, every couple weeks, chicks. You know, every couple times a year he comes out, throws a rock a little bit.
It.
Yeah, he still can. I guess from what I was told, his sons have been playing for the team, and I think somebody said they're coming in May. So that was kind of cool. Yeah.
His son's got to be like 40.
No, sons are young.
Yeah. He's got to be an older dude, right? 50s?
I think he's 50s. Early 50s, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, his sons play, and I don't know if they go to college or something. It's maybe after college, but they're both wicked fast. Nothing else really happened. I mean, you know, the weather sucked.
It was brutal.
And I'm going to, you know, I got to take this time before we go into final thoughts and all this other stuff. I'm going to say this one more time. And as you listen, if you're a TSLer, please tell your captain this, or please tell anybody that'll listen. We're going to go over this one more time.
One more fucking time.
If you have a sub request, what I would like you to do is listen very carefully. You send an email to sublist@toppersports.com. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm the guy in the other end of the email. It's not Topper, it's me. So don't think if you send an email to Topper, he's got it. If you don't send an email to me at sublist@toppersports.com, you're not getting your sub, period.
Up until when?
You have until Friday at 10 a.m. We're going to change the rule. What's Thursday at 6? We moved it to Friday at 10 a.m.
Can you please do Friday at midnight, 11:59?
No. It's Friday at 10 a.m.
Such bullshit.
Makes Kevin Zach captain
you
a few months.
Group of misfits. That ain't going to change shit.
Group of misfits.
So you will send the email. What we then will do at that
team,
point.
When we showed up, our team, when we showed up this weekend, we were just a bunch of fucking colors.
I thought you guys had those cool t-shirts.
We just looked like a bunch of clowns.
Where were your groovy Russ t-shirts?
We didn't have any of our team there.
Whatever they slept in. They
Does Russ come with all the shirts in a box? Like, don't you have your shirt?
We were wearing, I swear to God, we had 11 different colors going on.
Where was your
bright colors?
Where was your black shirt?
Mine, I couldn't wear it because we were playing DMX and they were all dressed in black.
Oh, well,
so.
Why didn't you guys just go, hey, let's all wear white?
No, we were clowns. We looked like clowns. It just
played
fit.
Like clowns.
Yeah, we did. It was just a disaster.
What does DMX stand for on that team?
I honestly don't know.
That's so queer.
But getting back to subs, I want to get this out.
Dick
it's very
something.
Important. Yeah. You send the email. You know the sub rules. We listed it on toppersports.com. It'll tell you all the sub rules. Now, just so we understand each other, the universal sub list is nothing more than a tool to give you some more names. That doesn't mean that Friday at 12 o'clock you can go, oops, I forgot to call the sub list or send the email, I can get whoever I want. It doesn't work like that. Everything must be approved in writing. I don't care right now if Jenny, Jilly, Susie, or whoever, Sherry. You agree via text Emily. To sub. If you don't send us an email, you're getting rejected, period. Now, if somebody else picked them up already, look, I can tell you right now, Crystal Carlson is the minute of this podcast. Katie
How come
Keller,
she's allowed on the sub list?
D1 to D3 only.
Read Sherry.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
She's only allowed to play in one game in D1 to D3.
No, wait, she was serious. She
what about me?
Get
Can
it.
I be on the sub list?
No, you can't.
Why
you're not?
Not
allowed to sub at all because technically you're not supposed to be a D2 girl.
What?
Meg Farrell isn't either, and Emily. No, Emily's in D1, so it doesn't matter.
What about Crystal?
Crystal's allowed to play D1 to D3 one game.
That's bullshit. Who makes these calls?
Topper and myself.
Who's Crystal?
Crystal Carlson. She plays in Tommy Hughes. She's good. I think Sherry's a better girl than Crystal is.
Crystal's very nice, though.
She's a great girl.
She's a sweet girl.
But last week, five people asked for, and it's like, you have to send us an email, and if they're not used, we will send you an email back, and that's it. Then you get the email, and you're good to go, and then we put you on a list, and the list is going to go on Topper's window.
Keep a copy of your
So if Meg's, Sherry, if Meg's hurt, it's Tuesday,
email.
Call whoever.
I can't. You already emailed and requested Crystal.
So, wow, there's 300 other girls in the league. You got Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Friday.
No, you can ask any girl you want in D2.
There's only four girls.
You can ask
subs.
Any girl you want in D2.
Yes.
Or you can ask a girl on the sub list.
Or you could just be an adult and have a full team. Sure.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. Yeah,
that would work. So simple.
Yeah, I was there.
It's true.
Nope.
I was fucking there.
And you still lost.
Where did this start?
Boys.
Exactly. Well, we're
Once
at an hour.
DMX.
Going down.
Once to DMX.
Talk
Joseph
all
Battaglia,
the shit you
want. We're going
Talk
to final thoughts. Let's go to you. What do you
I
got?
Get a amen.
Seriously, though, I'm open to help people out because there's a lot of shitty teams in this
I think
league,
it's a great idea.
And I know it's a great idea. So, honestly, I won't I'll even get there at 9 o'clock to help you guys
Would
out.
Would you work with us if we picked a game for
free
you?
Free of charge.
Like,
yes,
if we picked
course.
A game and like sent you an email and said, Joey, like Topper and I got like a Wheel of Fortune wheel.
Yes.
And we spun it. And okay, it lands on XTC. You got to go to help
Done.
XTC. Or it lands on Public Enemy. Or it lands on Purge.
And I'm there. And that team has to listen to what I have to say. Here's one thing I did want to mention, actually. The second or third game, this is before my butthole started hurting, when I was reffing, some fucking dude, and now this dude is on Sticky Bandits, the Alex, I'm sure he's a nice kid, for some reason this fucking kid's got a hard-on for me, he doesn't like me.
Everyone gets a hard-on when they see you.
Do you think he hates you or is he jelly?
Oh, was it a good hard-on or a bad hard-on?
Yeah, it's always a good hard-on. He's definitely jelly of me. He questioned me on a call and made me check the rules. Brother, I'm a fucking encyclopedia of knowledge. Do not question me on the rules.
You're lucky that man's dad didn't come after
you.
Did he call timeout and do rule 60? Because that's what he said against the rules.
I didn't even charge him a timeout.
Yeah, because technically, if you do that, you can tell him no. If he says timeout rule 60, you have to check. And then if he's right, he gets his timeout back. But if he's wrong, you go, no timeout for you.
And I didn't. You know what, Alex? So if you're listening, I didn't charge your team a timeout.
Wow.
So
see, Joey Bats, class.
It's
personified.
All class.
Class.
And find me a team. I'll help you guys out.
Okay.
You guys.
I like this idea.
I know it. It's a great idea.
Sherry Lynn, final thoughts?
My one goal this season is to beat Joey Bats. So anything that I have to do, it's going down,
Interesting.
Bitch.
Interesting.
You guys, I think, are going to play twice because you're in a 16 D2. So you'll get another shot
at them. I cannot wait.
Just win a game.
Let's start with all game.
I don't want to win a game. I want to win the game against Joey Bats.
He is our least greatest
game.
Star. So.
I don't even care if Len, we go 1-8.
We can think of a nice bet for that game as well.
Oh, I like it.
Let me find. I'm gonna check the schedule as Tommy Hughes is doing his final thoughts here.
Or when Tommy Hughes' final thoughts.
It was good to be back. It's only going to get better. Refing, players, everyone. It's.
Do you know who your quarterback is?
I know a lot of things that you don't know.
Okay. Is it going to be awesome?
I don't know.
Or is it going to be Brandon Michael Murray?
You might be. We might have.
Oh, God. I hope it's Chellis.
It's not Chellis.
You guys are so good. Every time I see you guys, I'm like, please, God, give them a quarterback. They're so awesome.
So then you'll be happy on Saturday.
Good.
We'll see you then.
You guys deserve a quarterback. You're a good team with a good group. You just need a quarterback.
From Hollywood, California.
And all of our dicks are amazing.
Chet, I see. You know what? You know what?
For the record.
Stegmeier is Jill's cousin, obviously. I don't know if you knew that. I've been in that family for like 5 years now, trying to see that dude's dick for 5 years.
I got pictures for sale.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
I want to see it.
Well, for the right,
why do you have pictures of everyone's dicks?
Not everyone, Stegmeier.
I feel like you do.
How big is Joe Russell's?
What's he got, like a freaking...
I would like to see Joe Russell's too.
Thanks for having me.
And on that note, DJ Jimmy, final thoughts?
Absolutely. Well, I have this opportunity... I'd like to predict the most important game of next week.
This is good.
The most important game of next week! The winner of that game will be... Val's Pals over the Taminators at 9 in the morning.
Dun, dun, dun. Thank you, Jimmy.
We got a good game next week. I play... Hootie and the Brofish.
Oh, that's going to be a good game.
Ryan, that Field 1, prime time.
Those guys have been, they've upped their game, so that could be a good game. New Gods, Eyes Downtown looks like a good game.
We have a bye. I consider that a win.
Marketing Mayors and XTC.
You guys are probably so bad, you're still going to have 9 people show up this week.
I have a proposal. Do you guys ever think about putting in maybe temporary lights for Joey Bats to play at
under the lights?
Funny that you brought that up. We actually did have a thought about that. Joe David, who owns the Rose Garden, had brought that up to us a few times. Whoa. He said, hey, what if we ever play football under the lights on a Wednesday or Thursday night?
That's
what he
said. Oh, my God. Fuck the NFL. Yeah.
Oh. Hey. We had thought about that. Believe it or not, the costs for light standards are really expensive. So we said, well, you know, if you want to work with us on this, we'll talk about it.
Well, Beast Brothers got a job now.
We can't. There's your cost, right?
Watch yourself.
That'd be pretty awesome. So we get if everything holds true, we'll get it for 4 weeks.
Wow. He's saving for our honeymoon.
That would be awesome.
We can charge people to watch me play too. We should start.
That'll pay for the lights.
We need to start doing that. Honestly, I'm sick of playing with these assholes for free. Like, and then getting questioned on their fucking rules. Give me a break, brah. Come on, dude.
Rules.
How big was his dick?
The kid might kill me. So I didn't think there's anybody that really doesn't like me, but this kid really doesn't like me.
I would just say Brother Nero.
Yeah, right? That's true.
It's true. Just your brother. That's all.
That's true.
And his wife after this.
Well, once again, we're at the end of the line. DJ Jimmy, as always, thank you. Joey Bats, I wish you were here all the time. If you want to come back next week, honestly, please sit in this chair for a little while. I think it would be awesome. Give me a nice break.
Deal.
Sherry, as always, thank you. Yeah. Don't worry, Tommy Hughes. We always love having you here.
I feel like Jimmy's got enough Joey Bats sound bites now. The last one, fucking eternity.
Oh, if he's the host for 2 weeks from this point, it's game on forever.
It really is. Honestly, it's just a spinoff show. Just be like Frasier. Can you imagine? Like, imagine what we could do. We could fix relationship. Can you imagine? Trying with Emily and Sherry. Can you imagine Joey Bats with those two?
We've got to see him prove himself, though, on regular shows. If he could carry the ship. Are you down, Len?
All day long.
Try next week.
I'll take a break. Done. I can live with it.
I'm here.
It's a 2 week commitment if you do it.
You're gonna want me for 8 weeks after the first.
At least 3 or 4. Let's see how long we can get him here. I think it'll be pretty funny.
Rule 60.
That's what we call the name of the show.
So in closing, thank you. We'll see you all Saturday. I can't stress this enough. For the love of God, please, our Topper and I are going to literally lose it. Sublist at toppersports.com. Please follow the rules.
It's going to be nice out, too.
It is supposed to be nice out. 65.
Yep, it's going
to
be a great day. It's going to be great football. So show up, follow the rules, have fun. And,
take off clothes.
We will see you all Saturday. Thank you.
Show dicks.
Later, bitches.
Show dicks.
Thanks for listening to Western New York's home for all things social co-ed football. We'll be back next week, and so should you.
I've got potential, just rushing around. Pace your